lost in leather. Friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who'll tease us better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes
Hello.
Us blessed. And makes
for... Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio on the... what is the date? It's the 5th of October 2006. On the line we have Addy Boy.
Yep. Hello there. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. How are you?
I'm alright, thanks.
Excellent.
Any ideas what we're going to do?
I don't know. We kind of started a bit late because Naxxter just sort of disappeared. I don't know what happened with him. Never mind. It doesn't mean that we can't do anything. We've got a bit of news, I guess, we could talk about. We've got the upcoming BromCon that people should be aware of, I guess. It's the Birmingham Hacking kind of conference, I guess. It's the major con All that right. goes on in the UK.
All right, cool.
I'm going to be going to that on Saturday for the first time. So I've never been to a BromCon before. It should be quite interesting.
Yeah. So what do we do there? Just different people give presentations?
Yeah, I think what happens is there's the normal kind of presentations and stuff that go on, as well as, like, you know, like, events that go on as well at the same time, like Root the Box and War Games and stuff like that.
All right.
So yeah, it should be pretty interesting. As I said, you know, I've never been to a BromCon. I've been to different kind of conferences before.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be pretty cool.
All right, it should be. Well, let us know how you go on, and then probably I'll go on to the next one next year or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
It should be pretty cool.
Should be. Any other news you've got?
I don't know. Have you seen anything interesting in the recent news or anything in the events?
I haven't, but I'm just going to have a look now.
Okay. While you're looking, I'll just read out the news that Blue Chip has kindly posted. Something we were talking about yesterday. Ooh, what was that? Oh, yes, it's Naxxter. Ah, he was having dinner. So Naxxter's back. So something we were talking about yesterday, or a show previous to that, was a BBC report about how GeekSpeak is still baffling people. The whole, you know, RSS, podcast, this and that. Seems to be confusing people still, which is a bit stupid because it's quite simple to learn these phrases.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those redundant things that they run out of things to say and make up these silly little news stories.
Yeah, I mean, because that doesn't really need to be there, because if someone wants to know what a word means, they could easily find out.
Yeah.
But like you say, they just had to put something on, and that's where they turned to.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I've just lost that page because this browser likes to close things down.
Okay.
Right, back to the show. These seems to be two of the same Asia Pacific. They've got two of the same links. Okay, never mind. I've just figured out why it wasn't working is because both links were the same. Apparently, the councils in the UK are trying to put bugs on Britain's bins nationwide. And apparently these microchips will be kind of pay-as-you-go throwing schemes, which will be used with like a pay card. so that households across Britain with these special microchips fitted in the wheelie bins can gauge how much garbage is inside the bin. More than 30 councils have already introduced the technology that allows them to check the amount of rubbish families generate. Laws allowing authorities to charge for waste to encourage people to recycle more are expected as soon as council seeks to avoid heavy fines in 2010 for failing to reach a 40% recycling target for household waste by the European Union. The local government association will be publishing a report later this year calling for councils to be given the option to introduce pay-as-you-go throwaway schemes, which pay-as-you-throw schemes, which would see households charged according to the amount of landfill waste they produce. Interesting. I wonder how much of an actual effect throwing rubbish away is. It just seems to me like it's kind of like it's made more out than it really is a problem, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I think so they have, and like they were coming out on the news this morning, I only saw the highlights on BBC News or something like that.
Yeah.
Just before I went to college, and they gave the impression that they're going to charge all this money for if you've got too much rubbish.
Hmm.
I was just thinking, if they charge a lot, people just throw their rubbish in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's somewhere, you know, and the council have to spend more money cleaning that up. And, you know, people just chuck their bin anywhere they can, basically, if they're going to charge a lot anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know, it's a bit weird they're putting microchip in bins and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that microchip, all it's going to hold is like an ID number.
Yeah.
House, but I think having a microchip, it's a little bit too much, isn't it? I'm thinking.
They want to put microchips in everything nowadays, you know?
Yeah, I've noticed that. But I think the bin might be a way for them to start putting microchips into things that we know about. Because, okay, why can't they put a barcode?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, microchip is a little bit too far to go. But I was just reading something today that with a microchip, they don't actually have to scan the product, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to scan the bin. As it goes near to the machine reads it and then it's done, so they could probably, you know, be thinking it's faster. But God knows what else they could use the information for.
Yeah, I mean, as far as how this chip will work to be able to gauge how much stuff is in the bin, I don't know what the technology is like. I mean, it sounds a bit weird that just a microchip is able to, you know, does it have some sort of weight sensor or something like that? I really don't know. They're not very specific in this story, because simply putting a microchip into a bin doesn't actually mean a lot, you know. It's how it works.
Well, I don't know. I think that the only way they could do it is by the user spending a microchip to locate the right house, the database. So, as, for example, the bin man comes and collects my bin.
Yeah.
Goes past the reader, and then obviously sends the information to the database. And for how much is in the bin, they're probably, if the user sees the bin full,
yeah,
they'll probably select a button that says full or half empty or half or something like that.
Mm. But see, what I'm trying to ask is, well, my question is, how does this technology actually work? How do they know how much is in the bin? It's quite interesting to they haven't stated that. There's no place where they've said, oh, it works by using this. You know, it's just, yes, there's a microchip and that's how it works.
Thing is, that's what they do. It's like they introduce these new things. and they don't explain everything. So no. It leaves us with questions. How are they going to do it? Why do they want to do it like that?
Yeah.
And all sorts. But the only way they might do it is like weigh the stuff as it goes in the big machine thing.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other way.
I think it might work on a weighing system. It's the only thing that makes sense. I mean, how else are you going to be able to... How else is a computer meant to know if something's full or not? And you can't do it with rubbish like a trip switch or something, because you might have, you know, like a really big piece of wood or something in there that's not terribly heavy, but it'll trip the switch. Or I don't know how they're going to do it, but it just sounds like something that is just completely going to be hackable, you know?
Yeah.
Like if it is some sort of like weight sensor, you could put I don't know, like a match that's being cut in half so it stops the weight sensor from going down.
And the thing is, what's stopping us or anyone from rewriting that code? So you just go down the road, read your neighbor's barcode,
exactly, yeah,
and do it match yours. Every time they come to collect your bin, the rubbish is going on there. System,
yeah,
account. So I don't know. I can't see, you know, how they're gonna do it, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Interesting news from Microsoft today. Engadget is reporting that. Pardon me. Microsoft will cripple PCs running pirated copies of Vista. This is interesting news. We all thought that Microsoft was asking for trouble when the company introduced previously that it would be including all the versions of Vista on a single DVD, setting the stage for those in the know to crack the disc and save themselves some cash by installing Ultimate when they likely bought, okay, probably pirated via BitTorrent, a Vista DVD. Well, Microsoft has fired the first slavo or something like that in this war on pirates, according to the Associated Press. The Richmond crew will be taking much harsher steps in curtail piracy that than in past years. First, the company will deny access to some of the most anticipated features, including Vista, Windows Aero, and the new GUI. Then Vista will start issuing ransom demands. We're not kidding about this part. Demanding that a legitimate copy be bought within 30 days, or else. What would the consequences actually entail about that? Well, how about limiting web access to only 1 hour at a time? Further, about not being able to open documents from the desktop or run other applications such as Outlook, emails, software. How about the article? However, the article goes on to say Microsoft said it won't stop a computer running pirated Vista software from working completely, and it will continue to deliver critical security updates. So, for those you keeping a score, Microsoft wants to make using your computer as miserable as possible, which they are doing already by giving you Windows Vista, while keeping it as safe as possible. Okay, now if we're betting types, we'd guess that the odds are pretty favorable that this anti-piracy measure will be defeated just as fast as Place for Sure. Interesting. Looks very, very interesting. Something from Microsoft saying that, you know, if you are running a pirated copy and it hasn't been activated, it will be a pain in the ass.
Another word is put a big Trojan on your system.
Yeah.
And it plays with you whenever you want.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got a pirated copy, but to limit your access to all the features. I mean, all it is a Trojan on your system, and I shouldn't imagine it would be hard to find where it is.
Sure. Well, I mean, Vista. I'm running Vista at the moment. The stream is being done on a Vista machine. This music that you can hear in the background is being played on a Vista machine, and I have a genuine copy of Vista, even though it hasn't still been released yet. So, if you want some keys, get them now. Although, by itself, Vista is extremely annoying. So, all these kind of like limiting your access to the internet for an hour, and all this bullshit. I mean, come on, how do you actually envision that stopping you in any way from getting around it? I'm sure that people are already thinking of ways to break this sort of protection.
I'm sure they'll do it in like a month of it coming out. Because it's like, with anything, they'll like write another file that's a server to control your machine, which it will give you access to everything you had before. And probably Microsoft will still send information to Microsoft that it's blocking your internet and it's doing this, and when actually it's not, because they said all this just before the Xbox came out. They say, oh, you're not going to be able to copy games, you're not going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And what happened with it? You can't do it now.
Yeah.
Now you can copy games, you can do everything. So in one way, Microsoft is just raising a challenge to people.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, you know. We'll have to wait and see what happens with it.
Yeah.
Don't know what else to say about it. It's like you say, all the errors and that you were talking about. It's like, same as Windows. If it's Windows, it's just gonna keep having errors.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you that it'll be a long time before they introduce that to block you access to different type of stuff. Probably still with loads of bugs and that.
Yeah, I really don't think it's gonna stop people too much, because as you said, with Xbox, they were like, no, it's going to be secure, you won't be able to pirate, it's going to do this and that, and it's bullshit, because people chipped it, like, straight away.
The thing is, if someone is clever enough to make a program to stop people from doing stuff, there is another one who can modify that. There's got to be a way to do it.
Yeah, certainly.
So, the only thing I see coming from Microsoft is just a challenge to people. It's like saying to all the people out there, look, I built this system, you have to pay for it, and you can't do nothing about it. And people are just going to raise up the challenge and take it. And in a few weeks or months or hours, or I don't know how long it's going to take, they'll crack it like they did with anything.
Definitely. Okay, so moving on quickly before we close off, because we only have like 4 minutes to go. Google has unveiled a new search engine. It's called Source Code Searching, or Code Search. It'll enable people to basically search for specific parts of source codes to programs and stuff like that. So it's going to be a specialist search engine for code, which is pretty cool. And another quick thing, a memory has been created from a virus. The new University of California in Los Angeles have created a transistor with a very fast switching speed. They say it could eventually be made to use memory chips for like MP3 players and digital cameras. It's made from they say by coating 30 nanometer long chunks of tobacco muscus virus with platinum nanoparticles, they're able to do this. This is kind of some crazy shit there. So it's like bio nano technology there. So yeah, stay tuned for that. That looks like a very interesting thing, you know.
Sure it does.
So yeah, just going to close the show off because we have actually we're coming up to the end. I'll see what kind of music I can play for the ending.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me on the show this evening.
It's alright.
Cool. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Okay. See you later, dude.
Take care, mate. Bye bye.